Let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith. Many of us say grace together before eating a meal. Prayer is the vehicle that takes our thanks before God's throne. Jesus also taught us to pray in secret that we might be rewarded openly. Stay with us. From the Moody Church in Chicago, this is Running to Win with Dr. Erwin Lutzer, whose clear teaching helps us make it across the finish line. In a series on sharing secrets with God, Erwin Lutzer is concluding a message on secret praying, a look at the words of Jesus in Matthew chapter 6. Today, some thoughts for those who feel they're too busy to pray.
I want you to know that the time that we take to pray is most precious to God when it is time taken from other important things, where we're saying, God, I have something important to do, but what I am going to do now is even more important. I will pray. I will pray. I mean, that puts God first, does it not? You say, well, my mind wanders. Of course your mind wanders. So you do two things. First, in the closet, you take a notepad along with it, because the devil will remind you of everything that you have to do that week. And then so take advantage of it. As they come to mind, you write them down in the notepad. That's a good time to be caught up on all the things that you have to do, because your mind will be flooded with all of them at that moment. So you write them down. The second thing that you do is, your mind is wandering in prayer, and it's not necessarily something that needs to go into the notebook. What do you do with a wandering mind? You give the thing to which your mind has wandered to God, and you commit it to Him, and you take advantage of the wandering mind until everything that your mind has wandered about is now safely committed into the hands of your Heavenly Father. That's the way you deal with it. You know, it's amazing. People think, well, you know, you're either a Christian who prays or you're not. You know, you're either the godly type or the other type. My dear friend, we all have to learn how to do this. This does not come naturally. This fights against our schedules. It fights against our nature. It fights against all kinds of opposition. It fights against the devil. And so if you think this is going to be easy, it's not easy. It's not easy. But is it beneficial? Does it honor God? Does it change you? Sure does. Sure does. And so what we need to do is to know that time spent in the closet is time taken away from something else. And it is there that we begin 20 minutes. I know that somebody said, you know, don't lay so much guilt on people telling them that they should pray before 9 o'clock in the morning. So I won't lay guilt on you except to say that you'd better do it. No guilt, no pressure. But you see, if you don't do it in the morning, usually you don't do it throughout the day. Now, if you've talked to your Heavenly Father and your Heavenly Father says, hey, you don't have to do it before 9 o'clock in the morning, then don't. But it is a suggestion. It is a suggestion. Why? Because the press of duties for the day. And what do you do during that 20 minutes? You give God your day, you give Him your schedule, you recite His promises, you choose to walk in obedience, you say to yourself, I receive in simple faith the fullness of the Spirit for today, and you begin the day with God. You begin the day with God. And then there are these other times that we're talking about, that special hour that's just between you and God. That's something else. That's set aside. That's a special time, and that can be any time. And you can talk to Pastor Michael Allen here, who is in charge of our prayer wall, so that you can choose a time that is best for you. It can be late at night. It can be early in the morning. It can be at midday. It can be at any time that is most convenient for you to say, this hour is for God. This hour is for God. Is that too much to ask? One out of 168 hours just for God. Of course, the others are for Him too. I know that. But this is a special time when you're getting to know the Almighty, whom you say that you're going to spend eternity with. You're going to spend eternity with Him, and you're struggling with an hour. Secondly, we will be rewarded by the person whose praise we seek. We're rewarded by the person whose praise we seek. Let's look at the text again. And when you pray, do not be like the hypocrites. They love to pray standing in the synagogues and the street corners to be seen by men. They have their reward in full. In recent weeks, as you know, most of the time I kneel during the pastoral prayer, and I've struggled a lot with whether or not I should do that because the worst thing that could happen is that I have the motive of making people think that I'm spiritual because I do that. That's not why I do it. But you see, it's such a sensitive area because Jesus is warning here about the hypocrisy of trying to impress people, when really what you want to do is you want to impress God. You want to say, God, this is where we belong on our knees because you are so holy and you are so mighty that there are times when being on your knees is exactly the right thing to do. But the motives of the heart are so subtle, and all of the mixed motives that we as humans fight with. So Jesus said, but if you're doing it for others and they think you're spiritual and you've received your strokes, fine. The reward is in full. But when you pray, go into your room. And now notice what he says. Your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. He'll reward you. You seek the praise of men, you've got it. You seek the praise of God alone, you've got that too. You've got that too. And one of the wonderful things is for us to know that we've been in the closet and we've prayed for situations and we see God working in those situations, and nobody knows but that we and God know, because we've been in his presence and we know right well what God is doing, and it's a secret between us. It's a secret between us. And we begin to develop a life in which we really genuinely enjoy God. We just enjoy him. David Brainerd was surely one of the greatest prayer warriors. I didn't realize that David Brainerd, you know, died at the age, before the age of 30. There are some people who do more in their youth than some of us do who've lived longer than that. It's amazing. He used to pray for the Indians. It is said that he would go into the forest there in Massachusetts and he would kneel in prayer until the snow melted beneath him. That's how much time he spent in prayer. And thousands of American Indians were led to faith in Christ because Brainerd just prayed and prayed and prayed and ministered to the Indians and then prayed some more. He died, by the way, in the home of Jonathan Edwards. And Jonathan Edwards wrote a biography about David Brainerd. And because of that biography, you know, here's William Carey, for example. Why did he go to the mission field? It's because he read that biography. And you have a lot of other people inspired and changed. Now, of course, Brainerd, being there in the forest in secret, praying, he didn't know that someday his life would have so many effects and that Murray McChain and others would all trace the conversion of their heart attitude and their learning prayer to him. He didn't know all that. All that he was doing was seeking God. And I want you to hear the words of what Jonathan Edwards says about him in his biography. He says, I praise God that it was in his providence that he should die in my house, that I might hear his prayer, that I might witness his consecration, and that I might be inspired by his example. The great danger in preaching a message like this is that some people will think it's for super saints. You know, it's for the people, it's for the pastoral staff, it's for the elders, it's for the leaders. Because, you know, you always have those real spiritual types. You always find those who are so inclined. No. We're talking about something that is for everybody, for everybody. And what the bottom line of all of this is that private prayer results in public blessing. The Father who sees in secret rewards you. And he does so in this life, and he rewards you in the life to come. Because you and I have finally learned the value of having these precious, precious intimate secrets with Almighty God. Some of you are a little further back in your spiritual quest. What you need to do is to, first of all, receive God's forgiveness and be reconciled to God. The worst thing you could do is to get into a closet and begin to read some prescribed prayers or begin to go through some kind of a route thing where you have this all memorized and you say, well, I'm going to spend this hour. That's not it. Jesus is saying that misses the whole point. This is an individual in fellowship, in loving fellowship with Almighty God. That's what it's about. And if you've never believed on Christ and been reconciled to God personally, then that's the starting point to receive his forgiveness and his reconciliation. And then your private prayer life results in public blessing. And then you know what you'll be able to do if you sign up to that prayer wall? Finally, you're going to be able to sing Sweet Hour of Prayer with integrity. Amen. Won't that be great? You'll be able to sing it without lying. Let us pray. Father, forgive us, forgive us, forgive us. You have given us an invitation that is open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, because you are always available. You are always present. In you we live and move and have our being. And Father, in the rush of business, in the topsy-turvy experiences of life, we rationalize and we brush you off. Forgive us, Father. We ask that the congregation of Moody Church shall be mightily moved to spend time in prayer, that you might help us to learn how to do it. We ask, Father, that you will do that because we need to, and some are taking baby steps, and there are some people who are much further along. But Lord, at whatever level we are at, make this a transforming moment. Make it that, we pray. And we ask that from this congregation such a crescendo of prayer shall arise, from the closet that the blessing of God will begin to be seen beyond our walls and within this city. And we shall know it is because your people have humbled themselves and they have prayed. Father, hear our prayers, for we are very, very needy. And lead us, Lord, to you. Give us such a hunger and thirst that we will not be able to stay away from you. In Jesus' name we ask. Amen. Amen. Well, my friend, amen. This is Pastor Lutzer. Someone has said that prayer is the soul's sincere desire, uttered or unexpressed, the motion of a hidden fire that trembles neath the breast. It isn't the words that we use, it's the fact that we come. We come to yield, we come to worship, we come to ask, but we also come to accept whatever God gives us. And we do so with a sense of tranquility, and we stay there until God stabilizes our hearts and the peace that he promised becomes ours. And then, of course, we do have the opportunity to spend extended time in God's presence. If you're going to spend an hour in prayer, well, read the scripture. Pray scriptural prayers, because if not, you'll be caught in that trap of saying the same thing in the same old way. So God bless you today as you take up your prayer life, and I hope that this message has challenged you to get beyond simple repetition, to get to God, and to stay there in his holy presence.
Erwin Lutzer, concluding Secret Praying, part of a series on sharing secrets with God. We all enjoy eating, but there are times to skip some meals. Next time, don't miss a message on secret fasting. There's something we'd like to share with you, and it's no secret. This 4-part series on sharing secrets with God can be yours on CD as our way of saying thanks for your gift of any amount to support Running to Win. Call us at 1-800-215-5001. That's 1-800-215-5001. Online, go to offerrtw.com. That's offerrtw.com. Or write to us at Running to Win, Moody Church, 1635 North LaSalle Boulevard, Chicago, Illinois, 60614. This is Dave McAllister. Running to Win is a ministry of the Moody Church.